Unit 1. Practice 1.
Many people suffer from social shyness. Luckily, it is a problem that can be overcome with a little bit of effort. Your main goal should be to change the way you react in social situations. In order to do this, you must start by putting yourself in situations that involve interacting with others. You can have short conversations with the everyday people around you, such as the clerk in your local convenience store or the person who delivers your mail. Think of these as practice conversations and make sure to have at least one a day. After a month or so, you'll most likely notice a small improvement in your conversation skills. You'll also probably find yourself feeling more comfortable during these exchanges. Over time, your self-esteem will begin to improve. Once it does, you will surely see improvements in many different aspects of your life.
2. Although plastic drinking straws are convenient, they are not practical. Every day, all around the world, hundreds of millions of these straws are used for a few minutes and then thrown away. This increases the amount of plastic in our landfills, which is a serious problem for the environment. With this in mind, we need to ask ourselves, do we really need to use straws or are they something we can do without? You might not think avoiding straws would have a big impact on our efforts to save the planet. But if you've been using 5 straws a week, that adds up to 260 straws a year. And if you have a family of 4, and you all stop using straws, that's more than 1,000 pieces of plastic that won't end up in landfills each year. Over time, these numbers add up and truly do make a difference. Unit 2. Practice 1.
Psychologists used to think that young children only consider their own likes and dislikes. But a recent experiment showed that 18-month-old babies are able to understand others' opinions. The experiment featured 2 bowls. One was filled with broccoli, and the other was filled with goldfish crackers. The babies tasted the food in both bowls, and they all liked the crackers more than the broccoli. Next, the babies watched as an adult ate from the bowls. The adult made a disgusted face when she tried the crackers and a happy face when she tried the broccoli. Then, she reached out her hand and asked the baby to give her some more. The babies gave the adult more broccoli because she had acted like she liked it. This suggests that infants consider others' points of view when they decide how to respond to them.
2. There is very little of cattle that is wasted. We drink their milk or use it to make dairy products. We turn their skin into leather, which is used to make a variety of products. And, of course, we eat their meat. One part, however, that is not usually put to use is their blood. To address this, a British architect began experimenting with cow's blood, trying to see if it had any architectural uses. At first, he thought he could use it to create a type of glue. But after mixing it with sand and baking it for an hour at just 70 degrees Celsius, he was able to create bricks that were strong and waterproof. The mixture may need to be adjusted to strengthen the bricks. However, they could one day be used as a low-cost replacement for mud bricks in regions where homes often suffer from rain damage. Unit 3. Practice 1.
Businesses these days are collecting more and more data. Whether we're talking about customers' shopping habits or the performance of different investments, the amount of data most companies keep is enormous. Unfortunately, data is useless unless you can analyze and understand it. And doing that can be difficult when you have so much of it. To succeed, you need tools that let you visualize your information and quickly make decisions based on it. According to recent studies, business people who use charts and graphs to manage their data are 10% more likely to benefit from the information they've collected. Therefore, if you want to make the best use of your data, just remember, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
2. Few things are as annoying as trying to squeeze the last bit of ketchup out of the bottle. But now, a new coating has been developed for the inside of bottles, making the surface much more slippery than before. Rather than clinging to the bottle, ketchup will now slide easily toward the opening. Of course, there are more advantages to this than simply reducing the frustration of ketchup lovers. It has been estimated that more than 1 million tons of food is thrown away each year because it remains stuck inside a bottle. Also, plastic squeeze bottles have unusually large caps. The reason for this is that the bottles require large openings to make them work effectively. However, with this new coating, bottles can be made with smaller openings and will therefore have smaller caps. This will reduce plastic waste by up to 25,000 tons a year. Unit 4. Practice 1.
Has this happened to you? You have a list of tasks to do around the house. You complete the first one and leave the room to move on to the next one. Suddenly, you can't remember what it is. Believe it or not, the act of moving from one room to another may be to blame. This is the theory of researchers who are studying how the brain works. According to them, we store short-term memories in different rooms of our brain. And when we exit a room in the real world, our mind moves on to a new space as well. So, when you leave the room to accomplish your next task, you're also leaving behind the short-term memory that contains your to-do list. According to researchers, we may experience the failure of our short-term memory when we pass through a doorway in the physical world.
2. In university, I had a crush on one of my classmates. She was on the soccer team, and her uniform number was 36. My feelings for her eventually faded, but then I began to notice something strange. Wherever I looked, I saw the number 36. It was in books, on signs, and on price tags. However, this wasn't an amazing coincidence. It was simply due to something known as the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. Your brain takes in an incredible amount of information every day, more than it can possibly process. Therefore, it ignores much of what it receives, focusing on what is important. However, when you learn something new or continually have something on your mind, your brain becomes more sensitive to it. In my case, the number 36 had always been all around me. I just wasn't paying any attention to it. But suddenly, when it became significant to me, I began to notice it everywhere. The Bader-Meinhof phenomenon is a condition in which people suddenly become more aware of the presence of something because they have recently been thinking about it. Unit 5. Practice 1.
Whose car is similar to many other tiny traditional villages in southern Spain? However, it is different in one major way. In 2011, a film company selected the village as the location for the premiere of its movie, The Smurfs 3D. In order to host the event, Whose Car had to agree to paint all of its buildings blue to look like a Smurf village. Local leaders agreed, and 12 men were hired to paint the entire village, including its historic church. The movie premiere was a great success, and many tourists have since come to visit the Blue Village. Though the film company promised to return the village to its former state, residents decided to leave it painted blue. As a result, it has become one of the most famous tourist spots in Spain.
2. Did you know that olive oil can provide benefits to your hair and scalp? It has many moisturizing properties that can keep your hair and head healthy. First of all, During the winter months, hair tends to dry out and break. But olive oil can eliminate this problem. By adding weight and moisture, it can improve the overall health and look of your hair. Additionally, you can try a hot olive oil treatment. Coat your hair with hot olive oil and let it sit for 30 minutes. If your hair is dry, unnourished, and difficult to style, this will make it much more manageable. And finally, olive oil can cure dandruff, small flakes of dry skin, if you use it regularly. Simply massage the oil into your scalp, and it will keep the skin moist and stop it from flaking off. Unit 6. Practice 1.
One of America's most popular breakfast cereals was actually invented by accident, due to the forgetfulness of a man named Will Keith Kellogg. Assisting his brother at the Battle Creek Sanitarium in Michigan, he was in charge of making the bread. One day, however, he left some boiled wheat sitting out for hours by mistake. When he later used it to make dough, it broke up into flakes. He baked it anyway. The result was a crunchy snack that the patients loved. Kellogg then decided to perfect the recipe and sell his new product to the public. He replaced the wheat with corn, and in 1906, he started the Battle Creek Toasted Corn Flakes Company. Eventually, the company became known as Kellogg's, and their corn flakes are still popular today.
2. According to a study, obese children have less sensitive taste buds than other kids of the same age. Nearly 200 children from the ages of 6 to 18 were included in the study. Half of them were obese and half were of normal weight. To test their ability to taste, special strips were placed on the children's tongues. There were 22 separate strips, representing different intensities of the 5 basic types of flavor: sweet, salty, savory, sour, and bitter. Each child was asked to identify the flavor and rank its intensity. In the normal weight group, it was observed that the ability to identify tastes improved as the kids got older. However, this was not so with the obese children, who had an especially hard time identifying the intensity of sweetness. The researchers hope this information can be used to develop techniques that will help overweight children make better food choices. Part 2.
Up.
Unit 1.
Your nose produces around a quart of mucus each day. Most of this fluid passes back into your throat and is swallowed without you realizing it. But something changes when you breathe in cold air. Mucus production increases, which causes some of it to drip out of your nose instead of into your throat. This happens because your body pumps more blood to your nose when the air is cold. It does this to keep your nose warm, as well as to help warm up the air before it enters your body. This increased flow of blood is delivered to the glands that produce mucus in your nose. As a result, these glands begin producing mucus at a much higher rate. This is why your nose tends to run when you breathe in cold air.
Unit 2. King Tut, the ancient Egyptian ruler, became king at age 9 and died 9 years later. Since his body was discovered in the 1920s, people have wondered about the cause of his death. Now, historians believe they may have the answer. After performing CT scans on the body, they found that King Tut was missing a large portion of his chest when buried. This suggests that he may have suffered a bite from a hippopotamus. Ancient Egyptians hunted hippos for fun, and statues found in the king's tomb depict him throwing a spear. Therefore, it is likely that he was fond of hunting hippos. If he hadn't been such an avid hunter, he might have lived to an older age. Unit 3.
The coal mines of the Jaintia Hills in northeast India are a dangerous place to work. Unfortunately, an estimated 70,000 children are employed there, Each morning at dawn, they climb down into the dark mines, descending to depths of 70 meters. The underground passages are tiny, with little air to breathe. The children only earn a few dollars per day. What's more, many of the child workers have been sold to the mine owners illegally. In addition, when they are injured at work, their chances of survival are low because of the area's poor medical system. However, the Constitution of India gives people of this region the right to use their land as they wish. So, national courts refuse to hear lawsuits. They are conveyed to local courts instead, which never punish the mine owners.